Hi everyone! Welcome to the new episode. I'm Mihaela Kojokaru, your host, and I cannot wait to share with you some new wine insights. So pour a glass of good wine, relax, and enjoy. Today we'll see how to read an Italian wine label. European labels in general are quite difficult to read, especially those from Italy. A few key terms may give you a better understanding of the meaning of the language on your bottle. Let's start from the appellation system, DOCG, which is an abbreviation for Denominazione di Origine Controllata e Garantita. It's the top classification for Italian wines. Strict rules govern all aspects of production. They include where grapes can be grown, what grape varieties can be used, and how long the wines have to be aged. They were introduced in the 80s, and the first were Vino Nobile di Montepulciano and Brunello di Montalcino. Do you know by chance in which region they are produced? Today there are 77 DOCGs, and I bet you all heard of Barolo, Amarone della Valpolicella, Chianti Ortaurasi, just to name a few. DOC, Denominazione di Origine Controllata, is a step below DOCG. Rules govern production and style, but aren't as stringent as those for DOCG. They appeared in the 60s, and Vernaccia di San Gimignano is the first. They are today 334. The name of the appellation may come from a town, like in the case of Barolo Taurasi, districts, like in the case of Collio DOC, historical name. Terms like Chianti and Valpolicella come from the Greek or Roman nomenclature. Grapes plus town or region. Brunello di Montalcino. Brunello is the local name of the Sangiovese. Montalcino is the city. IGT, Indicazione Geografica Tipica. Introduced in the 92, this classification allows winemakers to use grapes and craft styles which are not allowed under DOC and DOCG regulations. Here the winemakers have the freedom to use all their fantasy to create unique wines. Currently we have 118 in Italy. On the label we may also read terms like Riserva, which refers to a wine aged for significantly longer than standard, and rules vary among the denominations. Superiore implies better quality and a higher alcohol percentage. Suave superiore. Classico, a wine produced in the original area of production within a denomination. Chianti Classico. Next time we'll talk further about the Italian wine, so don't miss it. And please let me know which is the best Italian wine you've tasted recently. That was all for today. I wish you a wonderful weekend, and don't forget, be curious and always try something new. Cheers and see you next week.